Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. The Marlins, they are rolling right now, baby. Longest win streak since 2008. 8 straight wins. They win 2-0 over the Twinkies last night. I'm going to go this weekend.
All right.
Going on Sunday.
Any deals, promos? Like,
no. I just said, hey, we got some tickets. I'm like, I'll go.
Okay.
Well, what is your must-have at the ballpark?
Ice cream and a helmet.
Oh, man, that is good. Mm-hmm. Just a beer right now.
I know. When I go to Dolphins games, the hot cookie.
Oh, dude. What? Wow. What?
Forget that ice cream. That hot cookie? What?
I know Tommy's.
If I go to a baseball game, see, it's changed because, you know, back in the day, you go to the baseball game, you had to get a hot dog. Right?
100%.
Can't you get you a dog? Now, there's so many different options. That's not a must. And I'm going to say this, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. If you eat nachos at a stadium or a ballpark, you're dead to me.
Wow.
Wow.
It's disgusting.
Whoa.
It's disgusting.
Well, it's
you see dude.
You don't like the cheese?
They pour it out of a bag yesterday.
That's true.
And it stays warmed while it's churned, and then you
Don't
push your button and it comes out like ketchup.
I don't like the way you said churn. I don't like the way you said that.
They churn it, right? Keep it moving, because if they don't, it's going to get hard, and then they got to throw it out.
Like Luke Cornett's grandmother?
Yeah.
Churning butter.
Like butter. You know what I'm talking about. And then there's no guarantee that the nachos are going to be crispy.
There is no guarantee about that.
Right, so like I'm out.
Hmm.
I listen.
Is Yelich just DHing this year?
I don't normally judge people, But when I walk to my seat, or I'm walking to get me a hot dog or whatever, and I see somebody with them nachos, I pass judgment.
Wow. Is Yelich just DHing this year? Because I want to know if I can yell at him. Yelich!
I believe he is just...
Yelich!
He only DHs because his back, you know, if he runs, his back is out.
He really does that. He has the back of a grandma.
And that's way from the Marlins. He's had that bad back since he was here.
Yeah, it looks like he's just DHing.
16 home runs this year, though.
No, wait.
Really?
Yep. As of 2 days ago.
Yeah, he's DH most of the season. A couple games in left field this year.
Wait.
Day game after night game. I'm sitting because we're sitting in left. We're sitting in left field.
I guess our guy is not just a singles hitter.
I mean, he did win an MVP. Congrats to him.
Has there ever been a hot take you've been more wrong?
No.
I mean,
definitely one that didn't have as much humiliation as that one.
But I'm not even talking about that portion of it. I get at the point of the season when we had the wager. Right?
Yep.
You feeling that way. But he went on to win the MVP.
Very good season. Yelich!
Can we think of another player that just missed, like you thought was going to be garbage and end up being a good player?
No, I normally go the other way. I oversell and they underdeliver.
I was very critical.
Like Lithuanian Magic Johnson, who I can't wait to see this weekend.
What? That doesn't, dude. First of all, that doesn't even sound right.
What do you mean, dude?
You know, it's weird because basketball, especially women's basketball, are the only sports where you go from getting drafted to playing basketball for your team within like a week.
Yep. Dade South says, quote, "I normally don't judge people. You had to make a deal with God."
What?
That's boxed in, dude. I want to play something here for you because it really delighted me because I think it's such the appropriate way to deal with this news. So we get the news yesterday. Darren Waller has been traded to the Miami Dolphins. He didn't play football last year. The Giants and him, that didn't work out. He once was a very good tight end. He's a moose.
He was a good tight end when he had a decent quarterback. If you go look at the years he struggled, go look at the guys who played quarterback.
I'm sure they were god awful. But it was a while ago. It's been a while, and I don't know what he's gonna bring to the table, which is why I found this promo that we had running today such a delight.
Who, us?
We had a promo running today.
Our show?
You know how we usually not our station. Our station. It was like, you know, we, you know, Glenn puts together the topical, and it's like, Aaron Ekblad resigns. Go Cats. And the Heat, they're starting summer league. And then it'll be like, the Dolphins resign. But today, it was like, even the promo voice lady is a little pessimistic about the Dolphins.
The Dolphins continue their offseason moves, trading draft picks for Giants Pro Bowl tight end Darren Waller, who retired in 2023. We'll see. The Panthers' great week.
Wait, the promo ladies give a sass?
I was like, what? Well, I mean, it's not even like I can even say that's in an inappropriate promo. I was like, you know what? That's probably the right thing to say. We'll see.
Pro Bowl tight end Darren Waller, who retired in 2023. We'll see.
Wait, because if she had to say we'll see after she said he retired. Like, what you say hasn't played football in a year, then it has to be followed up with, I mean, we'll see's pretty strong.
We'll see.
I guess we will.
Wait. And so Lindgren approved that?
I don't know. I think
he wrote it.
Did he write that, or does she start? Does the promo lady just have takes now?
You think she's just freestyling?
She's also just done with the Dolphins. She goes, we'll see.
We'll see.
Wait, so now she has, she's saying, you know, because Lynn says, you know, put your own little twist on it.
We'll see.
Oh, dude.
That was so great.
Dude, that literally.
Can you play from the start? Just like with the whole open and then just to her pessimism.
The Dolphins continue their offseason moves, trading draft picks for Giants Pro Bowl tight end Darren Waller, who retired in 2023. We'll see. The Panthers' great week continues.
Wait, but you had to know something was coming because she goes, the Dolphins continue their offseason, trading draft picks, right? Because she started off like that.
Oh, my God.
Like, she's already hot that you're trading
the Dolphins
draft
continue
picks.
Their offseason moves, trading draft picks for Giants Pro Bowl tight end Darren Waller, who retired in 2023. We'll see. The Panthers' great week.
Yeah, zero faith.
There's just not a lot of faith in that. Zero. We'll see.
Giants.
Somebody said
Pro Bowl
she gets a minus one for sass.
Minus one for sass.
I got to tell you. I mean, she's not wrong.
No, she's not wrong. It's a completely fair.
She's not wrong. And it's not that he can't play. It's that, I tell you what. You remember when Megatron retired?
Mm-hmm.
It might have had something to do with his quarterback, too.
Sure.
Right? So.
Wait, didn't he have Stafford?
Was he gone? He was still there?
I think so.
Oh, no. He would have kept getting big numbers. So, I did. But. Or the losing. They did go over. Wow. I got to tell you.
Man.
That is fun.
We'll see.
Wait, Lynn said I wrote that. So, sass for Lyndon. Wait, she's just a method actor.
I just want to be clear. Hey, I'm not saying it's the wrong thing to say.
Right.
It's just not typically what you hear on a radio promo, where it's like it's not even upset, it's not anger. It's just like Dolphin. We'll see.
Right. I mean,
we'll see.
You kind of could tell something was coming when you say the Dolphins traded draft picks for Giants tight end who hadn't played since 2023. We'll see.
Oh, man.
We'll see.
We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
We'll see.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
League will get going. As far as any other moves, that'll be coming down the pipe. I don't really know what to make. Like, you know, they keep in these, like, you know, Mark Stein blurbs and ESPN, like, they keep tying the heat to Jonathan Kuminga, DeMar DeRozan. I don't know. I'm very skeptical, especially with the idea that, like, Jonathan Kuminga is seeking, like, $30 million a year.
Who?
Jonathan Kuminga. I'm with you. It just seems a little steep. Seems a little steep, especially on a multi-year deal. Like I said, if that ends up being true, that he would play out the year on like his $8 million qualifying, and the Heat could go in that direction and be like, hey, we'll take a spin around the Kuminga block for a year, and then we'll see if we want to pay him that much money. But to just 30 mil out of the gate, probably $120 million deal, I don't know, dude. Seems like a steep move to me for the Miami Heat.
Not for nothing. He had a little run.
He's got the athleticism. We get it. Talented dude.
But when was the last time you said Kuminga was a difference maker? $30 million. I need some kind of difference maker
right off the bat.
Right. Know? Exactly.
Yeah. It's a big bet.
Right.
If the Heat, if it's true that he would pick up his qualifying offer and, you know, the Heat want to take a spin around it this year, I wouldn't be as – like, it would have been different. Here's how I feel. If the Heat would have gotten him at the deadline last year and had him for 6 months, and then that's what it would have turned into, okay. But, like, you've never had him. What are you going to do? Call up Steve Kerr, who seems to hate his guts, and he's going to be like, he's going to get him back for the Jimmy Butler thing. He's going to be like, oh, yes, but you're going to love him. You're going to love him. He's built for you. He goes, are you just doing the thing that I did to you with Jimmy? He goes, totally. See ya.
Oh, and it hangs up.
It just hangs up.
Okay.
Like, I love that conversation where, like, Spo and Steve Kerr had to speak about Jimmy Butler. He goes, oh, yeah. He's going to fit in perfectly with you. He goes, did you just laugh? No. No. He's going to work out great with you, Steve. I don't know. I feel like what it's going to be. I think Kuminga's going to end up. To me, I feel like he ends up on the Bulls, and Vucevic goes to the Warriors. That's what it feels like.
If I had a choice between Kuminga and DeMar DeRozan, I kind of would go with Kuminga.
Even if you got off DeRozan, like this is the last year DeRozan is guaranteed.
Yeah, because he's more in line with everybody else on the team, right?
As far age-wise. As age,
as far as, right? And so if you're going to go younger, then you do that. Now, the problem with it right now is you don't know if you pay Kuminga money, if you can make demands on his game that you would be expecting. He says you can, but you haven't seen it for a substantial amount of time. You've seen it in pockets, and it got to the point where the coach didn't like him and wouldn't play him.
Yeah, it's essentially the, I guess it's the Jalen Brunson bet, right? Like Jalen Brunson leaves, he goes to New York, and obviously, he's, you know, there were ties there. They had a comfort level there with him, but I don't even think they realized like he was going to turn into the face of their franchise.
Right.
I think he was a little older, but you know, I know. I've read the articles. Like he has aspirations. He's going to be an all-star. He's going to be one of those guys. And it's not like it's never happened. Like Jimmy was an example. Like Jimmy kind of turned himself into that. I just think it's a big. I think it's a big bet. I think it's that's a big, because like you're right. Like you're bringing him here, and if you pay somebody that much money, you're like, hey, you're our starting three, and you're essentially our second option right next to Tyler.
Right.
And what does that mean? Like, what is that team? I have no idea. I have no idea what that team does.
And you're basically trading him for, and I don't want to say this because I'm going to say it, but I don't mean it kind of how I'm saying it, for a younger version of Andrew Wiggins. Like, you've seen that he could dominate a game, but you haven't seen it on a consistent basis. We've seen Wiggins start games off and score half of the points in the first quarter, and then you don't see him for three quarters.
I don't understand him as a player. I don't.
Right.
I don't. I don't understand how you can look like the greatest basketball player on earth for 8 minutes, and then it's just like, see you later.
I think that's how they feel about Kuminga at Golden State.
Just watch Andrew Wiggins and just like, hey, guys, are you ready to watch the greatest 6 minutes of basketball you've ever seen in your life here in the second quarter and then never see it for the rest of the game?
Maple yeah. Jordan.
Like, I can't explain it. But can I also say this in fairness to anybody who comes here? This always seems to happen with players that come to the Heat. Right? Like, they'll go off and then they kind of, oh, too much. I need to include the rest of my team. And I always think, no, you don't. You're cooking. Like, everybody in basketball says, feed the hot hand.
Mm-hmm.
Down here, like...
But I would say that's kind of been Wiggins' thing his whole career.
Like, yeah, no. Yes, it has.
I'm feeding Wiggins the hot hand, and Wiggins is like, you take him to an all-you-can-eat hibachi buffet, and he goes one round, he goes, I'm stuffed.
No. I'm going to tell you what he does. You take him to all-you-can-eat, and dude goes in the back room and gets a salad. Hey.
That's all you want, Andrew?
Hey, that guy got the business. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh my God, you killed him.
Yeah.
Don't judge people. I'm like, though.
I say, bro, who you kidding? You ain't gonna eat that salad. Go ahead and get you some meat.
Mario says, get Wiggins and Rozier off this team.
And see, here's how I am. I'm okay with getting rid of Terry. But, like, Wiggins is so talented, you know, and yeah, that's it. That's a perfect explanation.
Hmm?
Wiggins is like that frog that sings and dances when nobody's watching. Right?
Marcos is the frog that sings and dances when everyone's watching. Oh, man.
Dude, I wonder if SWAT's still working. That's his new nickname. Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna go by there today. I'll let you know.
You're going back?
Yeah,
you didn't buy nothing.
I was just capturing content for him. Now I gotta buy.
Oh, so you were scouting too? You were just looking.
You know what I did? I know exactly what I'm gonna get this time.
What are you gonna get?
Mad Dog. You know why? Because value. You'll find out in the Leroy Horde.
Mad Dog is a firework.
Yeah, it is. But you gotta look for the value, right? How many shots do you get per firework? So, you know, you can't get those little less than double-digit shots. What are we doing here? And then how much does it cost? Is it buy one, get one?
Isn't that a game? But do you want a game manager firework? Like, is that what you want?
No. You want
no, yes, you want. Here's what you have to do. Tobin, this is no lie. If you're going to spend some money, right, You got to add up the amount of time, because they have some of these things that's two for $350 and you get eight shots apiece, and it'll be over. You'll be out $350 in 15 seconds. So you got to get some of the smaller ones.
Yeah.
To kind of, you know what I mean?
Okay, but you're game planning this? Like, you're figuring out, like, what we're going to lead up to? You're going to have, like, a grand finale?
Oh, yeah.
I taught, hey. That's right.
Finale power.
Me and Fonz put it together.
Incredible.
And we like, okay, now we need the finale. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some of the boxes said finale power.
That's what it said?
Some of the boxes, yeah. You got to look.
Wow.
But I'm telling you, dude, they have boxes of stuff, right? Where they have a whole bunch of different ones in a big box for like 14 hundy, right? And I'm looking at that and I'm like, Fonz, this one's garbage. This one's garbage. This one's garbage. Like, no. Yeah,
I would never purchase those packages that come together.
The boxes they put together. Because you know they're going to have some undesirables in there.
Yeah.
It's like good and plenties. Nobody eat the plenties. You only eat the goods.
If you had an opportunity to get a whole bag of jelly beans or just the flavors you wanted, what are you going to do? You know, no one wants a root beer jelly bean. No one wants
Nobody wants to. And by the way, let me tell you something. Nothing says I'm old more than you eating black licorice.
Disgusting, right?
No
one wants that.
But guess what? You get jelly beans during Easter, you know everybody going to weed through the jelly beans and get the good ones, and you're going to have two colors that nobody likes. Mm. And one of them is black.
Sexy Sauce says, the old love jelly beans.
I don't. I like.
Do the old love jelly beans?
I like watermelon Sour Patch.
Leroy, didn't you for 1 year, like, you couldn't eat sweets or something like that, but you normally do the jelly bean? Isn't the jelly bean thing? Don't you do like a yearly annual jelly bean surprise thing?
No. What we do is, here's what you do. I'm going to tell y'all. Tricks of the trade. You want to have some fun with your family? The day after Valentine's Day.
All the chocolates.
You go get that big chocolate and you take the top off and throw away what they are. Because you know underneath, it tells you which ones they are. And then we pass it around. And the person before you gets to pick which one you got to eat.
Ew.
Yeah. So just to see the faces when they bite that chocolate and get that cherry jubilee in there. that cherry floating in magma.
We'll take a break. When we come
orange
back.
Orange cream.
Our favorite Wednesday game. Rats off a ship is next.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Oh, hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
CG's supporting the 8-game winning streak.
Nice.
Gotta support my teams, you know?
Nice.
I wouldn't mind, I gotta be honest with you, I wouldn't mind a fish wild card run here to bring us through summer. Let's get going, huh, boys?
Wow.
Al Mackie said, rats off a ship should be changed to, we'll see.
We'll see.
What do we got today, Jennifer, for
rats off a ship?
We'll see.
Well, we have a fun rats off a ship. Let's start off with neighborhood fireworks after July 4th.
Oh, after July 4th?
After July 4th.
That's the game.
So, like, just a regular Tuesday or a regular Saturday.
Yeah. So, like, yeah. Because if you do the weekend, since it kind of lands on the weekend, I guess that's fine. But after that, it's a little
so, like,
high.
July 20th.
Whoa!
Whoa, no. I'm saying, like...
That's egregious, my friend.
July 7th.
Egregious and money, belly.
Like,
I gotta be honest. Yeah, I think this is a special occasion because it is a weekend, 4th of July. I will allow you until Monday to play fireworks.
Sunday night is the cutoff.
Sunday night.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Once we hit Monday.
You go back to work on Monday. Yeah,
once we get to the morning of midnight on Monday, over. Like, no more.
There's no need for fireworks.
No more fireworks. Typically, July 4th is July 4th, and I'm rats off a ship on post July 4th fireworks.
Rats off a ship.
That's it. You don't need more fireworks. We have a day to blow things up. It's too much.
So now I'm gonna throw a caveat into that.
All right, caveat cowboy, what do you got?
I'm rats off a ship. But you know, in the evenings we get some god awful weather. And what if a couple of days string up to where when it gets dark you can't do it?
You can get a day. Like, you know, if you have a rain out, you got the chance for a doubleheader the next day. If not, sorry, we're postponed to the next holiday.
Oh, no.
Do you really think it's going to rain all the way till Monday?
So let me say this.
You are the weather guy.
Marcos?
Yes.
You did the video?
Yes, I did.
You saw my excitement?
Oh, yeah. Saw it the next day.
Yeah. Something getting blowed up. I'm not like.
I'm just waiting around.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm not waiting around.
If I'm not mistaken, Leroy, the way he signed out this lovely video that we'll be posting on the social media tomorrow was, have fun, everyone be safe. But then he followed up with, if you're not going to be safe, blow some bleep up. So I really feel as if he's determined to make that happen. This is Leroy Horde being Leroy Horde.
Happy 4th of July. Be safe. But if you're not going to be safe, blow some shit up.
Responsibly.
We'll see.
Yeah, I'm talking about fireworks now.
Fireworks. We need to be very specific because
I ain't got time for stupid people. Yeah. Right? It's like, hey, I can coach men and I can coach women, but I can't coach stupid. Like, if you take that and say, I'm saying literally, like, come on, stop.
So, just to gather back, your rats off a ship on the post July 4th fireworks?
Yeah, I am. We got our fireworks for July 4th. I have a problem sometimes with people doing it on New Year's.
Really?
Right? People doing it on New Year's. July 4th is fireworks.
Hmm.
Right? I've never really associated New Year's.
I associate New Year's and fireworks. What do you just do ball drop?
Yeah, I just watch the ball drop. Because one, let me tell you, if I have a little get together, have people over, come over 8, 9, 9 o'clock, we drink, we eat it up, we do whatever. That ball drops at 12. At 12:01, me and Big Spoon sleep. So the problem is when Fonz bring his friends over, you can still hear him outside till the wee hours of the morning. And it takes all of my powers to not go out there and run them up out of there. But then I have to think, I did invite them.
Yeah, party. You can't start a party and then end it on your terms.
Played yourself.
All right. Jennifer, what about you? Where are your rats?
I'm rats off a ship. There's absolutely no need to be doing that on a random Tuesday. Get over it.
Now, keep in mind, I do live in Davie.
Oh, they like
periodically. Periodically, you might get a couple of bottle rockets or something that somebody found in a closet. So, like, I can't.
Every day's 4th of July here in Davie. Frog Boy?
Not only am I rats off a ship on that.
Rats off a ship.
I haven't said this in a while, but if I catch you doing fireworks past this weekend, I'm going to break your leg.
Wow.
I'm going to do it.
Wow.
I will
do it. You have a baby.
Yeah.
You have Scooby. Does Scooby hate fireworks?
Scooby doesn't even hear them. He doesn't care. Uh-huh. Now, I am very sympathetic to other people and their dogs because my family has dogs that shake from how scared they are. Mm. And they'll hide and you won't see them. They will not come out from behind the couch or something.
Where do they have this PTSD from? What war do they serve in another life? Where
the dog war.
The dog war.
The great dog war.
I've seen it. I've seen dogs.
Dog
okay.
Days.
They need like a weighted vest and stuff. Strange.
I think he just called you a liar. He was shaking off saying he wasn't scared of fireworks.
Well,
no, he really does not care. When I first got him, I was terrified of hurricanes and how he would react to them. And he slept right through them.
Just doesn't care. Scooby goes,
does not care.
The only thing he cares about is when you try and dress him like an elf.
You want to see what he's wearing today?
Sure.
Let's see. What is this?
What does he have
California?
On
I think it says California on it. Yep.
So he just wears like normal t-shirts too sometimes.
It's a normal Wednesday dog shirt.
I've never seen a dog with a wardrobe.
Why does he have a crop top?
Yeah, this is strange.
What's number two, Jennifer?
How do you feel about the Marlins making the playoffs?
I'm not rats off a ship. Stranger things have happened. A lot of baseball left.
We've seen this. It was the shortened year, but they came back from, you know, they were a little bit down and they fought like hell at the end. So we're the 8-game winning streak.
Boys got some sticks.
Yes, got some sticks. You can't. Now, the funny thing about baseball is up and down, right? And they have enough stars, but not enough depth. So if those guys get cold, then we're going to struggle. But as of right now, can't dismiss it. Can't dismiss it.
Hottest team in baseball.
Yep.
Hottest team in baseball. Nope. They are 7 under. They're 11 back in the division. Probably not. You know, that's a heavy task to catch. You got a lot of teams up, but a lot of baseball left, man. lot of baseball left.
Dave South said, Scooby's 23andMe came back. It's 23% Pokemon.
You know what? I don't disagree. I'm not mad about it.
So you're not Rods of a Ship, Leroy?
No, I'm not. Absolutely not. You would have to be just a lunatic after a team went 8 straight to say they got no chance.
Gained some ground this weekend. The Brew Crew in town, they're leading one of those wild card spots. What about you, Jennifer?
I'm wearing a shirt.
Well, all right.
Not Rods off a ship. Got to believe in them, and then hopefully, you know.
Froggy, you
the miracle happens.
You believe or you think Bendix is circling like a buzzard to trade people for prospects?
I think that if I study the Marlins' very bizarre history and I base it off of that, not just this little win streak that's got everybody swept up, then not only will this season be a season of the longest win streak in nearly 20 years, they will also have the longest losing streak of the last 25 years, and they will not make the playoffs because they're going to lose 17 in a row or something.
Wow.
I'm positive. I'm positive that's how it's going to happen.
Interesting.
Because we're getting our hopes high?
Exactly. We're the hottest team in baseball.
Man, I would say this. Out. You are a terrible fan.
Yes.
If in this moment of joy,
yeah,
in this period of time,
you choose to be
where they're winning,
yeah,
you're thinking, you know what you are.
Yeah.
You like those bums in the outfield in Major League.
Don't worry, they'll blow it.
That's it. Look, man, sooner or later, these Marlins, they're not going to trick me. The Dolphins, they have me tricked. The Heat, they've earned the right to have some bad seasons. These Marlins, they're not tricking me anymore, buddy. We're going to be mad if they're like 4 games back and then Bendix comes in. He's like, I just traded Sandy and Edward Cabrera.
Prospects!
Right.
For that's a middle schooler. Saying.
Great.
California
Penal. Middle relief.
What's number 3, Jennifer?
We have Skip Bayless saying Ooh. That Sabrina Carpenter Ooh. Is overrated.
What?
Espresso. A grown what? Man saying Sabrina Carpenter is overrated.
Who said it?
Skip Bayless.
But I love espresso.
Wow. Skip Bayless said that?
Skip Bayless, your friend.
That's no, whoa. He's not my friend.
Oh, that's your friend.
That's not my friend. That's not my friend. That's not my friend. Don't say that.
No, that's totally
no, that's not fair.
All right. I mean, friends wish friends happy birthday.
Okay.
Hi, Brendan.
No, stop.
Hi, Brendan. This is Skip Bayless, the real Skip Bayless, wishing you a happy birthday. Any friend of Joy Taylor's is a friend of mine. I appreciate your support. I hope you have a great birthday, and I do appreciate you hanging in there with me all these years.
Wow.
Awesome. He appreciates you.
Wait. No. Y'all don't even know the half of it.
That he left you?
He left
to meet
me.
Him?
You. To go meet up with.
Who leaves? Leroy Ward.
Yeah. Hi, Brendan. This is Skip
I'm supposed
Bayless.
To be his boy. He goes, I'll be back.
Well, I don't think that's a fair shot.
Do you think he thinks I'm still hanging in with him?
Oh, you're still hanging in with him. According to him, everything's okay because he still has
Because it is very sad that Skip Bayless, the premier sports taker, is now sitting here taking shots at the pop queen, Sabrina Carpenter.
Is he on like YouTube so, now? Or
that
something?
Being said,
she might be
I know what you're going to say.
She might be a little overrated.
My
she might be
God.
A little overrated.
Hey,
she might be a little overrated. Just a little. Just a little.
Listen, I don't like Skip. I think he too many times has gone, you know, after low hanging fruit. He always has the hot take on something that everybody likes or everybody's applauding, and he just takes the opposite side and goes sideways. That's probably why he has to do a podcast. That being said, I thought the same thing.
Wow! How about that?
What?
Even though it's Skip, I'm not going to be rats off a ship because all of her songs sound the same.
How about a man? How about a
yes.
Marley
she's a little
sorry,
bit.
Sorry, what song was that?
She's a little. Here, let's think of it for this way. She's a little skinny, to be doing all that sexy dancing.
Oh,
why are you shaming her now?
I'm just saying.
Joining
it's
the
part
skip
of
train,
the
huh?
overrated thing.
I don't know.
Money. I honestly don't even know what songs you're trying to sing.
Who has a song named Diet Pepsi?
What is this?
Who's that? Is that
Diet Pepsi? That's not even her.
That's not her.
Who is that?
But they all sound the same.
Addison
Rae.
She
was on TikTok or something? What was her name?
Addison Rae.
Addison Rae.
Diet Pepsi, eh?
Diet Pepsi.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Gross.
No.
Can I hear that song? Do we have that anywhere?
No way we have that anywhere, but I can get it for next break.
All right, cool. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're both not rats off a ship. We think Skip Bayless makes some points. What about you, Jennifer?
No. Wow. See.
No, that's what you said.
Nope, that's what you
said. That's what I should be rats off a ship just because he said it.
Well, you didn't, though.
But.
So that would happen.
Let me see. By the way, can we erase this from the podcast so Sophia Tobin can't hear this?
Oh, no. Please. I'm sending it to her personally. I'll find a way.
Wow.
I'm sending it to Dean.
Where are your rats, Jennifer?
Hmm? I'm super rats off a ship. Who is he to be saying that anyway?
Wow. Michael Beasley.
No, you're a grown man.
Tough call.
Day Sob says she got a little rumble in the jungle.
Whoa.
Oh, you said that with your tongue.
Michael Beasley said, Shakira.
We're not talking about this right now. Okay, I'm super rats off the ship.
Wow, okay.
No.
Rats off the ship.
I can't find the words for this. No.
I would say she's going through the dog days of summer. If we're going to put it to a baseball season, like she's a little bit through, like she's like on a 3-for-40 at bat ratio right now, you know, hasn't really.
She writes songs about people like Skip Bayless.
Hasn't really knocked one out of the park since Espresso.
Like this.
Wow.
I'm not her biggest fan, but also I'm not going to stand for this.
What about Please, Please, Please? Remember that? That was good.
You know what I'm thinking of.
Good Graces is my favorite one, though.
James Brown.
Please!
Please!
Frog Boy?
I highly disagree with that.
Wow.
I think not only am I rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Sabrina, the new Tay-Tay.
Wow.
I think the opposite.
She's
going to
be better.
On here?
What?
No, because
interesting.
They are both exquisite songwriters, and I think Tay-Tay's a little long in the tooth.
Wow.
You know what? I'm going to mute your microphone.
You calling her a walrus?
I guess, no.
How Maggie said she looks like that killer doll Megan.
Oh, yes. Wow. Megan 2.0, by the way, coming out. Megan 2.0.
What's already out. I want to see it.
What's number four, Jennifer?
Mm-hmm.
I just saw a comment. Minus one to Day South. Minus one. I'm not even going to put it.
That's good, though.
It's messed up.
Minus one.
Number four. We have Jake Paul making the world rankings at Cruiserweight.
Oh, wow. Here we go.
Here's the thing.
Because they want to get him. You know what they want?
They want him to get a world title shot.
They want him to get his butt beat.
Well,
they want him to get his butt beat by stepping into the ring with a real box.
Somebody wants that. Somebody wants that that sanctioning fee, that WBA. They want that sanction fee. I'm rats off a ship. Like, it's a silly thing. He shouldn't be a world-ranked boxer.
Why not?
His boxing resume is knocking out two bums and beating a 40-year-old across who did not throw punches at him. It's a silly thing. Yeah. It's shameless.
By the way,
I'm not one of these guys who constantly rips Jake Paul. I'm really not. I don't give a rat's ass about him winning the world title. When Jake Paul does the whole I want to win the world title thing, it's because he knows he has a boring fight, and it's just stupid. Rats off a ship. He shouldn't be world ranked.
Rats off a ship.
Not even like number 97?
I'm rats.
There's only 15 rankings. You're either in the 15 or you're not.
15?
I am definitely, but this is a ploy.
Totally rats off a ship.
They want to get some of that Jake Paul money. And maybe they want him to think that he can step into a ring with another ranked boxer and get toe up.
Look, he was going down the right path. Fight Gervonta Davis. Fight Anthony Joshua. Do something crazy. Ooh. That's what we want. We want
saw
crazy.
Deontay Wilder pick up a win.
That would be a fight.
Look at that.
Now that would be a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Jake Paul versus Deontay Wilder. Sign me up.
I think he can get it done.
Jennifer, where are your rats?
You don't have to ask me. I already know where my rats are.
She hates the Paul brothers.
Rats off a ship.
Froggy?
So I was cool with it until you told me there was only 15 rankings and they gave one
you
of them.
You think they
rank
like the 30th best fighter in the world? There's a top 15. Just like in college football, there's a top 25.
I went to 100.
Me and Tobin saw the 40 ranked cruiserweight. Yeah,
think I could crack the list?
In Palm Beach. And he lost to a guy that they threw in that was smaller than him to fight him.
Yeah, so I am rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
I don't think he's number 15.
He's actually 14, so they put somebody on
14! No way, I'll give him number 46.
That is rats off a ship. We'll take a break. Final hour coming on up. Back after this.
Rats off a ship.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.